All right. Welcome to Motivational Monday on this day. Glad you are here. And today I want to provide some motivation around the gift of play. Yes, play. And in the journey here of lose, love, and live, but pointing to how we find our life again through that gift of play. Well, John 3:8 says, "The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes." I think God's spirit of the wind and the flame is like God playing in the midst of creation. It cools, it can warm, right, with the wind, but it can energize. It can move us to know that life is swirling around us if only we have the eyes to pay attention. And as I'm doing this podcast, the cotton is still flying in the air. The bugs are floating in the air. And when the sun shines just right across my yard, I can see how busy creation is in the gift of play. The hanging baskets moving ever so slightly, the squirrels running around the yard, the birds floating from basket to basket. Yes, play in creation is a big part of our world. And to learn to live again as a new person after you've lost important parts of who you are requires the ability to play. We know this. You have to learn to live again as a new person after you've lost important parts of who you are. This gift of play is in the simple form of laughter. In a shared conversation, even with tears, but sharing a story as you walk with somebody, as you meander through a garden, as you walk on the beach, as you stare out over the Olympics, as you bend to smell the scent of a flower, hopefully with a bee not biting you or stinging you as you smell that flower. But play, a big important of life. And to play is to live out a new way of life within the safety of even an uncommitted space. Saying, I don't know what today or tomorrow or the future holds, but here in this moment, I seek to have fun and to laugh and to discover again. And I think it's true that we often play our way into new ways of being and living. In the eyes of a child, this is how they discover their world. They don't think about cleaning up the messes or anything else or a higher ordered universe. They simply want to participate, to get their hands dirty, to sense the feet under their, or the ground underneath their feet, walking barefoot, feeling the moisture within the grass or the pebbles there of the sand or the stones. And to grow spiritually involves imagining ourselves as different kinds of people, playing with different ways of being in the world. Again, being able to wear different hats, to try on new ways of being, to discover new talents or gifts, to take an art class, to sign up for yoga, to become a pet sitter or a pet walker for those who are going off to the daily grind, but you're tending to their pets. Again, all forms of play. Now, the author of Lose, Love, and Live, he wrote here this graph talking about, as we discover play again, that there is your historical community who's known you and kind of your relationships and the way of functioning. And then there's the soulful community that's around you, also maybe knowing you for who you've been, but also who you're becoming. Then there's the future community, the one yet to be discovered. And then there's the contemporary community in where you are in the moment. And he takes those quadrants, four of those quadrants, and he says we often live right smack dab in the center of those, in the intersection of those. But as we experience loss, sometimes it's hard to discover that playful self in the midst of historical community, because that historical community wants to keep you where you were. But you can't stay where you were if you are going to continue to grow. And so you lean into those other quadrants to discover more play. Now, to be alive, we need stability and adventure, but we also need predictability and surprise. We need to pay attention to the familiar and ordered voices of our familiar communities. We need to know that we belong and to feel the safety of routine and ritual. But if we're really alive, we also need the adventure generated by the strange voices, the new voices, so we can hear anew in a new way. We need the challenge of being around the exotic and the unusual voices of strangers who live in different ways than we do. If we live only with the comfortable and familiar, we might become lethargic and complacent. If we live only with the strange and adventuresome, we might feel chaotic and disordered. To be a growing and living creature, we need to rest with the familiar and play with the strange. This balance can contribute to a life that is not only stable, but is adventuresome, a life that has been discovered and is being discovered. And I think it's really important to remember that we play with grace. And when we play, we know there's going to be mistakes that are made. We might feel uncertain. We might feel weak. Well, we all make mistakes. We might feel like little children trying to stumble our way through something, and that's very normal. But to make mistakes means there's an opportunity to be made new. And play is a big part of that. So today, get out the paint, get out the easel, get out the drawing board, sign up for that class. Talk to people who you would never talk to on a normal day and see how who they are and what they're about can challenge you to see differently. And as you do that, as you reach out and connect in those ways, may there be love and laughter spilling forth. Well, who are the good companions for you as you try to do this? Good companions in this way, in this dimension of play, would be people who do not depend on your listening to only those voices in the safe circle. Good companions are people who allow you to try on new clothes without judging you as silly, or who do not laugh at you for trying to dance if you don't know how. They'll just get up and dance with you. You need people around you who can accept the idea that you may change your mind about what you value and how you want to spend your time and how you're becoming new. You need people who can listen to you as you imagine how you will be different in the future. And as you do that, it's good to have individuals around you who can simply delight in who we are now and do not need us to be who we once were. I'm going to end with that statement one more time. It's really important to have individuals around us who can simply delight in who we are now and do not need us to be who we once were. To create that safe space, what I call space and grace. To be fresh, to be made new, to look out with excitement and adventure, and to do some of those things that you thought about before but never really got to, so that you can again discover real life. And so may God be with you as you do that. May you be that friend who allows others to do the same. All right. Good day.